G'day, this is Nurky, another AboveTopSecret.com member podcast, continuing the discussion on meditation. The last one I was talking about my experiences in meditation, and in this one I'll be talking about a little bit of theory behind the actions of meditation and differences in meditation forms. And I'll start off by talking about the different brainwave patterns, which are interlinked with meditation. We start off in the everyday brainwave pattern of beta, which is 14 hertz or 14 cycles per second, and then we go on to the alpha state, which is the aha state of creativity of 8 to 13 hertz, which we achieve when we're doing artwork or when all of a sudden we just get a random stroke of brilliance. Then we go into the theta brainwave state, which is between 4 and 7 hertz, which is usually associated with deep sleep or deep meditation. And then we go into the delta brainwave pattern, which is 0.5 to 3 cycles a second or hertz, which is associated with extremely deep sleep, and you only have a few flashes of it every hour or so for just a couple of seconds during sleep. And some yogis can achieve the delta brainwave patterns, and some people can even control it, but it's very hard to achieve because it's such a low frequency. And then there's the different chemicals and hormones produced during these low brainwave frequencies, such as cortisol, DHEA, serotonin, and so on. And when people bring themselves into a low frequency state, or sleep even, your body produces the different chemicals which are required for function. They increase happiness, lower stress, and even involve aging. If you can manage to get into a very deep sleep, you can bring out some of the right chemicals and hormones that will actually hold back aging, or just reduce the chemicals that induce aging, And someone was talking about collective unconscious before. That's something Carl Jung has been talking about for quite a while there. He wrote several books on it. And yes, I believe that part of infinite oneness is what some people like to call God. That actually is the collective unconscious, which is the unconscious link to all people's, all beings' minds. It's comprised of our subconscious minds, and our unconscious and our full conscious minds. And next I'll be talking about the silver method of self-hypnosis and visualization, which is what I use when I meditate sometimes, in order to create items and things that you can use in your everyday life when you want to refer back to them. It's a visualization method that can hold in your mind when you go back to it. Instead of thinking of something new every time, you can use these things in your everyday life if you can refer to them, say like steel springs in your legs, or golden water that can heal your body, or a gun that can defeat all your enemies and stuff like that. When I was going through the different podcasts about meditation, I came up across True American talking about a speechless child and what would happen if we brought up a child without teaching him linguistics and speech. I'd like to bring up the issue about Helen Keller, who was a blind, deaf, and mute woman. I think she was in like 1920s or something, and there were books about her, and you have to try and put yourself into her mindset. How would you create your own existence without forms or without relative forms compared to what everybody else has? It brings down the issue of treeness that someone was talking about before. I think it was True American. He was talking about treeness and form and how we perceive bits of the elephant as being different to every other piece of the elephant, and etc., etc. I'll be talking about holosync now, which is using binaural beats to slow down the frequency in the brain. It's brought by Centerpoint Research Institute. This isn't a plug, by the way. This is just saying what I use to assist me in meditation and to slow down my brainwave frequencies. It involves what's called binaural beats, which is where you have sound inputs on different side of the head, left ear and right ear, and you have a little difference in frequency in between the two, and that difference between it, like 10 hertz or 4 hertz between the two inputs, actually entrains your brain into that state of being after a while. So if you want to get into, say, the alpha brainwave state, you'd have to go a difference of 8 to 13 hertz between the two different sounds, and it actually takes a while to entrain your brain into that. But after a while, you can get into it and you can control your brain. And this isn't just some crap that some dude that sells HoloSync made up. It's do a bit of research on the internet. It's called binaural beats, B-I-N-A-U-R-A-L beats. And I use HoloSync, and many other people do as well, to create new neural connections to connect the thoughts brought about by the HoloSync technology. When you try to entrain your brain, it starts going up to a threshold of how much stress it can handle, and it actually starts rewiring new neurons in your brain to be able to handle all that stress and the new information that comes in from binaural beats. So it's sort of like a muscle that you keep developing and getting stronger and stronger. As you use the HoloSync technology, it will actually allow you to start creating new pathways, new neural pathways that you can use later on for meditation, mindfulness, and for your basic everyday being. And it also goes into the part of, it sends you off to sleep. Is that part of hypnosis? I don't know. There's also a suggestibility factor. When you see people being hypnotized in large groups, or even just on a stage, they're highly susceptible to suggestion. I believe that that's linked to the theta brainwave pattern, in that we totally lose consciousness of our senses and start existing just for the being in the mind. That's where people were talking about total disillusionment of thought, and just don't follow your thought patterns, just let them go off. And someone was you guys were talking about where you don't follow your brainwave patterns, you just cut them off. That's not exactly going to work if you keep thinking cut them off, cut them off, cut them off. You have to let your brainwave thoughts just go and just sit there as a witness, go, oh yeah, that's interesting, and just ignore it. Otherwise you're going to be highly susceptible to your own brainwave thoughts, and you'll even start indoctrinating yourself with your own mind processes. So it's going to be counterproductive if you don't know how to not be susceptible to your own hypnosis in the lower brainwave patterns. And Benevolent Heretic was speaking before in one of the earlier casts about oneness as being love. Yes, I wholly agree with that. In a dualistic world, fear is division and love is unity. We're brought into this world through fear, and love is what is outside this world. If we can bring love into this world, we don't have any more fear, and we can experience what people call the infinite consciousness, oneness, love, God, etc.